Thank you for visiting DerekDunn.org. You're about to listen to an audio devotion by Derek Dunn. Hope you be blessed.
Welcome back. This is our fourth episode as we're talking about surrendering to God. We've been talking about how surrender is sometimes a negative word. It speaks of like someone who's been defeated and they have to give in and surrender. And you see how people have battles and what happens as they come to the end and they were not able to win, they surrender and they give up. But yet we learn that it's not about giving up. It's about giving in. Giving up means we acknowledge that we don't have it all together, acknowledge that we need God, and we're able to give into Him. And that's the place of surrender. Giving up, surrendering to God. And as you that you give into Him, friends, God will be on your side. And we looked the first week, we talked about the first area we need to surrender to God is that we need to surrender to God's wisdom. That means that we acknowledge that God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. That we don't know everything, but God knows everything. We're not going to live by our might, our own power. Even those things are good and God can use it. But yet the most important thing is that it's by His Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And as we begin to acknowledge the wisdom of God and our need for God, as we begin to humble ourselves, God will exalt us. He will lift us up. He will empower us to have victory and to fulfill the purpose that He has for us. We talked about the second episode of how we need to also begin to surrender to the purpose of God. And that means that we begin to acknowledge and seek God first in our life and put Him as a focus of our life, put Him as a thing that is most important in our life, in everything we do, in the life that we live, that we're wanting to bring glory to Him. And as we begin to do that, God says He will add all things that we have need of to us. And as we begin to live our life having with that purpose, we're evaluating our life day by day. Are we in the purpose of God? Are we fulfilling the reason that God has us in that school or in that business or whatever season of life we're in, that we know God has a purpose for it because our whole life has been planned out. God has placed us and given us a purpose. We're not here by accident, and we need to discover that purpose. As we begin to do that, we will have identity. And there'll be a confidence in us, and we'll be able to grow in identity and grow in purpose as they flow together. And last week, we talked about how we need to surrender to God's timing. And sometimes we need a wake-up call. The Apostle John told the little children, he said, it's the last hour, wake up. It's the end of Christ is coming. And sometimes we need to take a step back, and we need to acknowledge and look at our life and how are we walking in the timing of God? Are we taking on things we shouldn't be taking on? Are we getting ahead of God? Are we behind God? And as we begin to acknowledge that, we can be right in time with God. And we can do that by acknowledging the peace of God, which is that umpire in our life, living our life by checking it in the Word of God as it's a mirror and a light into our path. And then most importantly, is all in all that we're doing, are we bringing glory to Jesus Christ? And as we do that, that's what the Holy Spirit wants to see, is that we bring glory to Jesus and that the Father is glorified. And we're walking in that timing of God in the decisions that we make. We don't want to make decisions under pressure. We don't want to just be running and busy, but we want to be walking in the right timing and the momentum that God has for us. And friends, today I want to end off, and as we talk about surrendering to God, how do we begin to fulfill the first three things that we've talked about? How do we begin to surrender to God in the area of being dependent upon His wisdom? How do we begin to surrender to God for His purpose and in His timing? Well, friends, number four, we must surrender to His love. And really, this is the starting point for all that we've been talking about. Why are we able to trust God? Because we have an understanding of the love that He has for us. And God loves us so much, even though we didn't deserve it. Jesus came for us and He died for us. He endured the cross because of the joy. What was the joy? It was you, it was me, coming into a relationship with Him and being able to walk with Him in purpose. And like Adam and Eve walked with God in the garden in the book of Genesis, but sin had separated them. The sin issue has been dealt with. And now we're able to be involved with God again. He's in us and we're in Him. He's the vine and we're the branches. And we're able to begin to walk with Him. But the starting place is being able to receive His love. God's love helps us to surrender to Him. And if we come from a dysfunctional family, and I would say many times in this day and age, who doesn't? You know, we all have our story. But sometimes the way we were raised, our relationships with others, our relationship with our parents, you know, it causes us to have a distorted picture of God as our Heavenly Father. And we're not able to receive His love. And if our hearts are in the wrong place, it's very hard to surrender to God. But if our heart is after God, our heart is learning to open up and be dependent upon Him and surrender to Him, what happens? Then God's love will begin to flood in our life, and we know that God is for us and nothing can stand against us. You know, God delights in those that He loves. The Bible says in Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17, a great scripture from a very small prophet. In Zephaniah 3:17, it says, "The Lord your God is in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness." And it says, "He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing." And friends, as we have a revelation that God is for us, that God is here in our midst, that we're not going through this life alone, but God is with us, what will happen? As we receive the love of God, it brings forth peace, it brings forth the quieting of our soul, and we know that God is rejoicing over us as a father should. And as our Heavenly Father, He is doing that because He has perfect love. And God delights over us as a loving Heavenly Father. He celebrates us. And we need to make a change in from our report card to our identity card. You know, sometimes we're always looking at our report card and we're trying to please our parents with the results that we've gotten. We come to God, we're trying to please God with our results, and we think it's all about doing things for God and pleasing Him. Well, friends, it's great. And as we love someone, we want to do things for Him. And I think that's important. But yet our motivation must not be in trying to gain pleasure. It must not be in trying to gain approval. Because even before we did anything, even when we were sinners, God loved us. And the most important thing we should have is our identity card. Knowing our identity in Christ. Not just looking for our report card. Because we know ourselves and God knows us. We're still a work in progress, as we've mentioned, and we are trying to be better, but yet we all have our shortcomings, but God doesn't condemn us. There's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. As we're walking with God, He loves us, He accepts us, not because of our report card, but because of Jesus and what He has done for us. So as we come before God, we've got to begin to receive the love of God. We've got to understand that it's because of Jesus in our lives that we are able to surrender to God. And trying to do all that we do for God, ask ourselves, what have I become? Ask ourselves, have we become more like His Son? Are we walking in His purpose? Are we walking in the identity as a son who belongs to God? Or are we out there striving and always thinking that we have to make things happen? Friends, we cannot surrender to God. We cannot surrender to His love if we are out there striving. We have to begin to accept and acknowledge who God says that He is in our life. And as we begin to do that, as we receive the love of God, we can trust God. We can know that that God is for us, that God is on our side. We can know that He's a Father that's looking out for us, that even though we make mistakes, you know, like the prodigal son we read in the Bible, but His arms are open. He loves us with an unconditional love, and He welcomes us back. And maybe you're a bit far from God today, and you knew God, you walked with God, but yet you know that things aren't right, and you think that God is angry with you. Friends, He's not angry. God's arms are open wide. He loves you today. You just need to run back to God. Have a revelation for us, God, of His love. Have a revelation of His love. Surrender to Him today. And as you begin to surrender to Him, God will give you wisdom in your situation, as we've learned. God will bring you back into that purpose. And God will bring you back into His timing. He'll redeem the time. The Bible says that which the camel worm, the pomel worm has taken away, God will restore it seven times. That which the devil has meant for evil, God will bring it around. Maybe you're walking with God, but yet it's just about traditions and spiritual, you know, activities. Friends, those things are important, and we need to have our daily disciplines. That's what it means to be a disciple. But yet that should not be the focus. Christianity is a relationship with God. And all that we do, we should do it out of a love for God. In our worship, in our serving, in our giving, in every arena, should be out of our love for God. And as we surrender to Him, because of His great love, we're able to surrender totally to God. And we all have areas of our life. We go through different levels where we begin to surrender. Some of us, you know, it's easy to surrender our sin to Him. It's easy to accept Him as Savior. You know, but the Lord part, that part of walking with Him, being that steward, sometimes takes a process of time. And we surrender to God on different levels. Sometimes we can surrender to God in the area of our family, you know, but when it comes to the area of our finances, oh, we're not ready to surrender. Why? Because we don't trust God. Well, maybe we can surrender in the area of you know, finances, but when it comes to the area of time, oh, we're not able to surrender to God because we're out there trying to make things happen. If we surrender our time to God, we think that we're going to lose out in success and in the marketplace. But friends, the issue also has to do with understanding His love. And do we understand that He loves us? And God will never ask us to do anything that is going to bring about evil in our life. But He always means everything for good. So today, wherever you are, maybe you're driving or you're on the MRT, I want to pray for you that you have a revelation of His love. That's the starting point for all we've been talking about these last few weeks. Coming into a place where we can trust God because we have a revelation of His love. And friends, I can't say it enough. God loves you so much. I just pray wherever you're at, you have a revelation of the love that God has for you. Don't get into striving. Don't get into a place of insecurity or trying to prove anything to God. God loves you. He accepts you the way you are, but He loves you too much to leave you that way. As you surrender to Him, God's going to change you. But yet, it's about Him, not about you just trying to do it. You tried and tried and it's not working. Why not surrender to God today? Surrender to His love. Let me pray for you today. Father, I just pray for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, that God, you just give them the revelation of the love that you have for them, that agape love that is a perfect love. God, it's without condition. It's without demands. God, you love not because of us, but because of who you are. And God, give that revelation to us today of your love, that God, we'll be able to surrender and trust you, that you are a good God. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. It's the goodness of God that caused Jesus to come and die and give His life for us. And how, as you've given Jesus, will you not freely give us all things? So I pray, God, those that are not walking with you, that are out there running from you because of things that have happened in their life today, that love draw them back to you today. For those of us that maybe we do know God loves us, but yet we know it in our minds and in our heads and not in our hearts, let us have that revelation of that love that you have for us in our heart, that our heart will open up, that God, you will bring healing to the areas where there's been dysfunction, bring healing to the areas, God, where we've always tried to think we had to earn love and try to do it because of our report, God. But today I pray we'll have that revelation of our identity in you, Jesus, that Jesus, you are the author, you're the finisher of our faith. So let your love be poured out upon every listener today, I pray. And God, let us walk in surrender. Holy Spirit, you are our helper. You are our comforter. We surrender to you today. Lead us and guide us. Let the Spirit of the Lord come upon us. Give us that peace as you are the Spirit of peace. And lead us and guide us into all truth, that we'll be in the right timing, in the perfect will of God. So Father, I bless every listener today. God, we're all on a journey. But God, we know that the destination is not the most important thing. God, the work you're doing in our life, that dependency that you're bringing us into and surrender to you, is the most important thing that will bring us into success. So God, let us say today, I surrender to you. And wherever you are today, just say, God, I surrender to you. What are those areas that you know that God is wanting to move and He's speaking to you about right now by the Holy Spirit? Say, God, I surrender the area of my finance, that's the area of my relationship, the area of my temper, whatever it is. God, I surrender to you today. And Holy Spirit, as they open those areas to you, we know you will come in, you will strengthen them. You will come in and you'll bring forth your wisdom. You'll bring about your purpose and your timing through your love, I pray. So God, we thank you. We bless you. Bless every person today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you. I hope that you had a great time through this series. I've enjoyed sharing with you, and I hope it's helped you and equipped you as you surrender to God. God has great things in store for you. God bless you.
We hope you've been blessed by the audio devotion. For more information, visit derrickdunn.org and follow him on Twitter as well as Facebook.